Unit 16, News. Section 2, Integrated Listening and Writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Time flies. I can't believe final exams are next week already.
I'm glad our final in communications is only 20% of our grade.
Yeah, since we got A's on our presentation and on all the quizzes, we only need a B on the final to get an A in the class.
Still, we're not going to get B's on the exam if we don't finish going over the study questions. We've only got a couple left, right?
Just one, in fact. Here it is. Every day, journalists must decide which stories or events to report on, list the criteria for news value, and give a brief explanation of each one.
These are the things that determine whether something is considered news or not, right?
Right. Let's see how many we can remember without looking back in our notes. There's prominence for one.
And prominence means fame. So in other words, a story about Britney Spears having a baby has more news value than a story about you having a baby.
Naturally.
Another one is timeliness. People want to know the latest news, so information loses news value when it gets old.
And then there's proximity, meaning news close to home. So if there's a flood in Brazil, it has a lot more news value for Brazilians than it does for us.
On the other hand, if someone from our hometown was in Brazil when the flood happened, that gives it some proximity news value.
Exactly.
So that's timeliness, proximity, and prominence.
Okay. The next one is consequence, or impact. That means a story has news value because it will affect people in some important way. A bird flu outbreak in Asia could spread to lots of other countries and affect a lot of people's health, so it has impact news value.
All right. The last one is human interest, and there are different types of human interest. The only one I remember is oddity.
Right. A story has human interest if it's really strange or out of the ordinary.
I saw a story not too long ago about a guy in Korea who took his driver's license test 272 times until he passed. That's an oddity.
I saw that story too. Okay, another type of human interest is emotion. Journalists look for stories that will bring out strong feelings in people, make them angry, or make them feel sympathy for someone. Like a story about how victims of the tsunami are trying to rebuild their homes and get on with their lives.
Yes. And remember that most stories involve more than one of the detriments. Didn't Professor Scott say that we'd have to look at some headlines and identify which new detriments applied to each one?
That's right, he did. Maybe we should practice. Do you have a newspaper?
Yeah, I've got today's New York Times in my backpack.
Number one, what is the topic of the conversation? Number two, why are the speakers discussing the topic? Number three, do the speakers give an example of a story with each of the following news values? Check yes or no. Number four, why do the speakers mention a flood in Brazil? Number five, listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
On the other hand, if someone from our hometown was in Brazil when the flood happened, that gives it some proximity news value.
Exactly.
So that's timeliness, proximity, and prominence.
Okay. The next one is consequence, or impact. That means that a story has news value because it will affect people in some important way. Why does the man say this?
So that's timeliness, proximity, and prominence.
Number six. Which news detriment has to do with where an event occurs? Number seven. According to the speakers, what kind of news value applies to the story about tsunami victims? Number eight. What are the speakers probably going to do next?